Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following radio program.
Welcome back to the bookstall. This week, I read Joseph Stiglitz's latest book, and I enjoyed it. Making Globalization Work was a refreshing, readable foray into the sometimes confusing world of macroeconomics. Stiglitz, a presidential advisor and former chief economist for the World Bank, was the 2001 Nobel laureate in economics. He had previously published Globalization and Its Discontents, a compendium of the problems globalization has created. His intimate knowledge of World Bank, IMF, and WTO operations reinforced his view that developing countries were not helped by, in fact, were frequently hurt by, the self-interested policies of much more powerful developed nations. In the sequel, Stiglitz lays out his vision of what's needed. His nearly four decades of research and important role in shaping economic policy have convinced him that a modicum of government intervention and regulation, particularly in trade agreements, can level the playing field among nations and bring the benefits of market economy to all. After the break, I'll be back to read a few of Stiglitz's thoughts on how this could be carried out.
Number 71. In what field did Stiglitz establish his career? Number 72. How can Stiglitz's latest book be described? Number 73. What is Stiglitz's vision for globalization policy? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following commentary. Well, Shannon, this sports fair has certainly been well received here. All three floors of the Expo Center are full, some 250 exhibitors altogether, ranging from top-ranked sports teams through equipment and apparel manufacturers to sports medicine and dietary supplement providers. With game tickets and products as door prizes, plus the chance to meet some star players, the public has, not surprisingly, come out in force to share in the excitement and see where the industry is going. Although this event was intended primarily as an industry meetup, some 3,000 people have come through the doors each day. And what I've seen here includes a lot of parents with their young athletes. One father I talked to said he was looking for information to help him judge if his children were getting good training advice from their coaches. His son, though, seemed more interested in state-of-the-art basketball shoes. And there are plenty of those on display. But I also observed a lot of earnest business discussions taking place, with equipment makers pressing their case, with wholesale reps and sports retailers. I see Jim Mannix, just coming this way. He's sales manager of Envita Footwear and the director of the fair, so I'll try to get a word with him. Number 74. What type of commentary is this? Number 75. Why has the event been well attended by the public? Number 76. What intended outcome of the event was realized?